Did you know that there are six pillars to building a six-figure or multi-six-figure wedding business without working all the time? And if you're not booking enough of your ideal clients, if you're not making the money you want to make, if you're working crazy hours and heading toward burnout, that means you haven't mastered all six of these pillars. When you master them, you're able to make the money you want, working with the clients you want, working only as much as you want. Want to know how to do that? Yeah, I thought so. And that is why I created a free audio training for you to walk you through the six pillars in detail, the three big mistakes wedding pros make with them. You'll get to take an audit to see exactly what your score is for each pillar, and I'll share how you can improve your score once you know where you stand. You can grab this free private podcast over at evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. That's evolveyourweddingbusiness.com/6pillars. Go grab it right now. You'll thank me later and see where you stand and how you can improve your score with these six pillars. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business Podcast, episode number 269, what you can expect next week at the Wedding Business CEO Summit.
In a world where wedding professionals are struggling to market and grow their businesses, one podcast brings together top experts and actionable strategies to help you build the wedding business of your dreams. This is the Evolve Your Wedding Business Podcast. Here is your host, Heidi Thompson.
Hello, my friend. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Heidi Thompson. And I'm here to help you book more of the weddings that you want, but also have the freedom and flexibility that you wanted when you first started your business. And that seemed to be a little bit out of reach right now, which is exactly why Wedding Business CEO Summit is going to help you and why I'm really, really excited about this. So if you are not familiar, Wedding Business CEO Summit is a free 5-day virtual event to help you stop working insane hours and regain control of your time so that you can continue to book those weddings that you want without feeling like your business is on fire all the time. And it's happening next week, starting February 12th, running through the 16th. And you can get your free ticket to come join us at weddingbusinessceosummit.com. But I want to give you some ideas about what you can expect. And this is a little bit different from previous summits that I've done because the focus of this summit is entirely on helping you get out of that state of just being totally overwhelmed and feeling like you're being pulled in a million different directions and feeling like everything is on fire and feeling like, you know, you're just drowning in the overwhelm of everything that you need to do. Because a lot of wedding professionals I meet are doing a lot of things right. They are incredibly talented. They are incredibly skilled. They're providing an amazing service to their clients. You know, they're improving their skills. And the trouble comes when it feels like you're working more hours than you ever did as an employee. And sometimes you really begin to wonder if it's even worth it, especially when it's not just that you're working more hours. It's that everything feels like it's on fire all the time. Everything feels stressful. Everything feels chaotic. Everything feels overwhelming. And I've talked to a lot of different wedding business owners that feel totally overwhelmed by everything they have to do to run their business. They're working 60 plus hour weeks to take care of everything that their clients need and everything you need. And then they don't have time to work on their business, which that's a big problem because if you don't have time to work on your business, it's not going to grow. And I meet a lot of wedding professionals who are frustrated because they work hard. They work hard all day and they're not getting that like flexible, fun business that they envisioned. So I want you to know that you don't have to continue working this way. And that's what this summit is all about. So we have 34 different strategies and techniques that you will get access to in order to regain control of your time and stop feeling so overwhelmed. So I really want to help you make 2024 the year that you stop feeling so chaotic and overwhelmed and like everything around you is on fire. And we've got some really amazing speakers for this summit. And I was really excited to like focus in on this time topic. So the first day of the summit, which by the way, you can get your free ticket to, and each day presentations come out at 9 a.m. Pacific time. They are available for 24 hours. So no matter where you are, you can have an opportunity to watch those. And then the next day's presentations come out the next day at 9 a.m. and the previous days expire. So you can get free access with your free ticket to those. Day one is all about making the most of limited time. Because I think sometimes we get into thinking like, I don't have time for that. Other people have time for that, but I don't have time for that. We all have limited time. So I really wanted to show you ways to make the most of your limited time. So in this, you're going to learn all sorts of strategies to simplify and organize your work while maximizing your results. So to give you an idea of what you're going to get on this day, Krista Graham is talking about Gmail organization for client-based businesses. Emily Foster is going to be talking about how your website can actually save you time. Taylor Cusick-Hallman is going to be talking about making marketing a sustainable habit. Nina Adeo is going to be talking about prioritizing how you spend your time on social media, which I'm really excited about because I think we all realize like social media is an important part of our businesses, but it doesn't mean we have to spend all of our time there to get results. So those are a few of the topics you will hear about. And then each day during the summit, we have a speaker panel where you can join us and the speakers for that day. And you can ask them questions live and ask them about specific situations and how they would suggest implementing something in this particular situation. We also have a Facebook group for the summit where you can ask the speakers questions, you can tag them there, which I really love because it allows you so much more interaction with speakers than you have at an in-person event because you can ask them directly a question that, you know, they can get back to you when it works for them. Maybe you are on the other side of the world, doesn't matter. This way you can get your questions answered so you can take action. So we have those speaker panels each day. On Monday, we also have a networking session where you'll break into small groups to get to know some wedding business owners. Maybe you can find some referral connections, find some business besties, some accountability partners. And then we'll be doing a hot seat session all about making the most of limited time. That is the entire theme for our first day. Day two is all about creating more time with tools and team because you only have so many hours in the day, but if you strategically use tools and team members, you can create more of that. So to give you a few examples here of what you will learn about. Let's see, we have some really good ones on this day that I love. Dawn Richardson is talking about leveraging AI in your wedding business. Amber Anderson is talking about outsourcing your personal life for business success, which is a topic that I really love. Andrea Shaw is talking about how to use automation without diluting your brand and your customer experience. Jennifer Hardiman is talking about the four C's of effective team building. Melissa Rich is talking about from chaos to control, maximizing effectiveness with a CRM. a project management tool. Tanisha Lee is talking about seamlessly blending technology and personal connections to elevate your client experience, which I love. I think a lot of times we think tech takes away from the client experience, but it can actually really improve it. And then we have a speaker panel again. We have a Wedding Business Collective discussion panel, and we're doing a member makeover hot seat session. I'll be doing this. It was very popular during the last summit. And this is where I'll be giving website feedback that will save you time in the sales process and help you book more weddings. And this is a little taster of what our member makeovers are like inside the Wedding Business Collective, which all attendees will be able to join, and they'll be able to get their first month for just $1. Day three is all about making more money in less time, because time is a limiting factor on your income, right? There's only so many hours in the day. So in this area, we are going to focus on how you can make more money in less time so you can increase your profit without necessarily working more hours. So Nadine Bozeman is talking about raising your average ticket with branded packages. Let's see here. Susan Sutherland is talking about finding corporate clients and tailoring your wedding business for success. Caitlin Magnuson is talking about mastering cash flow, because a lot of us live in very, very seasonal markets. I'm in San Diego. It's not quite as seasonal as many other places, but some places are very feast or famine, and this is really going to help you. Shannon Vondi's talking about making more sales in less time with email marketing. Jody Ann Rowe is talking about passive profits and three ways to create passive income online. You're going to love that one. We've got some great presentations on day three. Honestly, they're all pretty awesome. I've had the privilege of watching them, and they're pretty great, if I do say so myself. We got some killer speakers. Then, of course, you'll be able to join those speakers in our speaker panel. And I'm going to be hosting a Making More Money hot seat, where I'll answer your questions and give you feedback on ideas and ways that you can make more money in less time in your wedding business. Day four is all about thriving as a CEO, because if the CEO is not thriving, that's you, by the way, the business just isn't going to thrive. So we're going to cover how to look after yourself as the CEO so that you can thrive and feel amazing. So on this day, Teresa Sawyer is talking about mental health in the events industry. Aislinn McKenna is talking about how to build better self-talk. Jen Trotter is talking about harnessing the power of communication to get clients to see things your way. Suzanne Minsky is talking about how to create better boundaries, which I feel like we all need. Jamie Wolfer is talking about the myth of work-life balance and building a business and boundaries that you can be proud of. Bernadette Chapman is talking about thriving as an introvert in the wedding industry. Stephanie Zakis is talking about three ways to align your business to your ADHD brain and book higher paying clients. On that day, I'll be talking about how to get yourself out of overwhelm, and it is a super practical presentation. So on that day, we have, of course, our speaker panel. We have what I'm calling the quit it session. And in this session, I'm going to help you identify things that you can just straight up quit to free up more time, because we all have things that we're doing that don't really matter. I'm going to walk you through that. We also have two VIP events that day. We have a VIP networking session and a VIP Q&A mastermind with myself. On previous days, we have another VIP networking session and a VIP co-working session. And all of those VIP sessions are available to those who pick up their Wedding Pro Power Pack, which you will see after you grab your free ticket. Totally optional. But with that, you get access to all of the presentations, transcripts, worksheets, forever. And you also get access to them in podcast format, so you can listen on the go. You also get access to all of these additional live sessions and over $4,200 worth of bonuses from the speakers. Well over $4,000 of speaker bonuses are included in that, and you can pick it up after you get your free ticket for just $77 if you get it right after. You'll have 30 minutes to pick it up at that initial early bird price. So be sure to check that out. That brings us to day number 5, which is all about results. You know, this is where the rubber meets the road. You've learned a lot during the week. Let's make sure you're actually going to take action and get results from what you've learned during the summit. So our first session that day is all about making sure you get an ROI on this summit, making sure you get a return on investment from your time, if you decide to upgrade, on the money that you've spent, so that you actually get results. I'm going to help you make a plan to do that. Then we have our strategy sessions. So this is always fun. I'll be giving away 4 strategy sessions, one for each day of the first 4 days of the summit when we play bingo. You'll find out more about that when you join us. But the strategy sessions are going to be streamed into Facebook so everyone can learn from them. And chances are the strategy session winners are going to have some of the same struggles as you, or you're going to win one yourself, which is pretty awesome. Then we have our keynote session where I am going to show you how to create a 6-figure wedding business without working all the time. I will also be announcing our scholarship winner. That's right, I'm giving away a 6-month scholarship to my membership, the Wedding Business Collective. Again, you'll find out all about this when you come join us, but that's when you'll find out who has won that. So I'm going to take you through all of this in the keynote session, and we're going to make sure that you know how to take the next steps, that you're not just keeping your head above water, that you're not just throwing random shit at the wall to see that nothing, you know, is sticking. You're going to be able to do this, and you're going to be able to do it without working all the time. That is the prerequisite for everything I do in my business and everything I teach in my business. If it's something you can do, but it requires you to work 80 hours a week, I'm not interested in that, and I'm never going to recommend it. Then we wrap up the day and the summit with our closing call so you can head into the weekend feeling super accomplished. All of this is taking place February 12th through the 16th, and you're going to get that variety of presentations to choose from each day. It's totally virtual. You can join us from anywhere in the world. We have people that join from all 6 of the inhabited continents, and you are going to get so much out of this. I highly recommend you not just grab your free ticket, but as soon as you do that, come and join us in the group if you're not already in that group from a previous summit, because so much of the awesome things that happen during a summit are from the connections, are from people being able to either connect with each other and learn from each other, or connect with the speakers and ask them further questions. Like, we are all here for you and we're all making ourselves available. All you have to do is hop in and take advantage of that. So with that, I will point you over to weddingbusinessceosummit.com where you can get your free ticket and finally experience what it's like to have a successful wedding business and time to enjoy your life outside of work. So you don't feel so overwhelmed, so you don't feel scattered, and so you finally have the freedom, flexibility, and control of your time that you have always wanted. Head over to weddingbusinessceosummit.com to get your free ticket. You can also get your free ticket by sending me a DM on Instagram. I am Evolve Your Wedding Business. Just shoot me a DM with the word summit and I will get you registered. I can't wait for the summit. I hope to see you there. Bye for now.